I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, let us at first adopt the theme of the psalm. And no matter what our circumstances are, let us praise the Lord. The psalm asks us to sing to the Lord, to make a joyful noise to the Lord, to break forth into joyful songs and sing praises to the Lord. With the lyre, trumpets, and horn, all making a joyful noise to the Lord. Metaphorically, of course, even floods should clap their hands and the hills sing together for joy. The reality is that we may ask, how can we sing and be joyful when we are in the throes of a pandemic with death and suffering all around us? Rather, the question might be, how long, Lord Jesus, how long? The suffering Job has the answer for us. He asked God for a song in the night. We cannot give up or give in. We must still trust God for deliverance and the efficacy of the vaccines. We lift up ourselves out of the doldrums when we sing. As the saying goes, he who sings prays twice. Apart from the spiritual upliftment that singing brings, there's the emotional stirring of the endorphins of the brain. We get into a better mood. I love to sing, and this is possibly what I miss most during this time. I can sing at any time and any place as songs come to my mind, and I can belt them out at home. That helps, but does not replace the communal raising of voices to praise God. From I was quite young, I learned to sing simple choruses like, Jesus loves me, this I know, or Jesus loves the little children, love lifted me, love, wonderful love. And not so long ago, these were the songs I sang to my youngest grandson as I rocked him to sleep. Of course, as a child, I did not really understand the meaning of these songs. But as an adult, as I sing them, I understand just how immensely God loves us and wants us to sing praises to him. During this Easter season, many of the scriptures we read on Sundays are from the Gospel and Epistles of John. John was called the disciple whom Jesus loved. John's Gospel is written in a different style with a more intimate theme than the other Gospels. There are more references to Jesus' teaching about unity, friendship, closeness, remaining in him. John's letters are sometimes referred to as love letters. They further convey the theme that he began in the gospel. There has been more than one young man who has quoted portions of John's letters in love notes to someone he admires. In pictures and other depictions of the Lord's Supper, John is the disciple sitting beside Jesus with his head on Jesus' shoulder. On the cross, Jesus entrusted his mother's care to John. They were to take care of each other. John's accounts remind us how much God loves us. It is indeed amazing love. How can it be that thou, my Lord, shouldst die for me? Today's gospel is part of Jesus' final discourse with his followers. I invite you to think with me about three ideas from the gospel. The first is about God's marvelous love for us and his calling to us to abide or to remain in him. In the gospel, the word abide occurs many times. Jesus wants us to stick with him. It is when we stick with him that we will be able to bear the fruits that he expects from us. Jesus' command is that we love God with all we have and all we are, and then to love our neighbors as ourselves. Jesus requires our wholehearted adherence to his word, not out of duty or duress, but out of love. This love enables us to love others, to be kind and compassionate, to be truthful, to be tolerant, to share each other's burdens, to build up others. Only the love of God can sustain us during these times. Many are feeling helpless and hopeless. It is reported that psychologists and psychiatrists, therapists on the whole, are overwhelmed by the increase in the numbers of persons seeking help. If we love God, we need not give up. We will be assured that Jesus still cares for us. He loves us unconditionally. In Romans 8, verses 35 and 36, we are reminded that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not hardship, not distress, not persecution or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, and I will dare add, not even the coronavirus. This thread of assurance carries on to verses 38 and 39. Neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. My brothers and sisters, we are covered. We have full assurance that God's love makes us complete in him. The second point for us to think about is that we are God's friends. Sounds a little irreverent, doesn't it? But Jesus said it. If we obey him, we are his friends. We are no longer servants, but friends who listen and obey Jesus' word. I like the idea of being a friend of Jesus. I certainly do not treat him like I treat some of my other friends. Those friends I talk to maybe three times in a year. But I certainly do not treat Jesus this way. I talk to Jesus several times every day. Friendship with Jesus requires accountability. Through this friendship, we can bear much fruit. We can operate like the hands and feet of Jesus in our world. This friendship will make us truly one with him, closely remaining in him. The third thought is that Jesus chose us. We did not choose him. Possibly, we might think that because we agreed to be confirmed or be baptized, that we are the originators of the idea. No. The Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts. The fact that we said yes sealed the deal. But Jesus chose us. There are many who have had the nudgings of the Spirit, but have not made the decision. The realization that Jesus chose me is very dear to me. I have to remember that he chose me to bear fruit, and so it is for everyone. Today we celebrate Mother's Day. I wish for everyone who is a mother or who has taken on the role of a mother a happy Mother's Day. A mother's bond with a child is very special, and it is only right to use this special day to show love and appreciation. Another year has passed when mothers and children will be disappointed because of the coronavirus. They are not able to get together for hugs and kisses, not able to eat at a special restaurant, and the gifts will arrive via Amazon. Let there be joy and thanksgiving that we are still alive. We can connect in many other ways using the many forms of technology. Yes, a happy Mother's Day to all. But let us not forget our neighbors who need our love and prayers to pull them through this day. Let us not forget those mothers who were taken suddenly by the virus without a word of goodbye. Mothers who have lost sons and daughters to addiction. Mothers who are being abused by their partners while their young children look on. Let us not forget the hardship that some mothers are experiencing as they have lost their jobs. Let us love and pray for single mothers who struggle daily, virus or not, to put food on the table. These are our neighbors. These are who we should love and serve. As friends of Jesus, we take our focus off ourselves and outside the four walls of our buildings and into the world around us. Jesus calls us to stay connected with him, to express our love through our words and actions. The love of Jesus has for us no boundaries. It shows no partiality. We are one in him and in each other. In the last verse at the end of John's Gospel, John declares, "There are also many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them should be written down, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written." There's a song I love to sing that talks about the incomprehensible love of God. This song also echoes John's last statement. I will borrow a few words from the song. "To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky." Amen.